You are wrong. Yes, you're wrong about Tesla. This follows up on my previous video where I mentioned you were wrong about Elon Musk, and that seemed to be a bit of a hot button issue. However, Tesla, the car company, is always a hot button issue. It seems like with Tesla, you either worship the ground that they drive on, or you despise their very existence.
There is no middle ground.
Both of those are wrong. Let's make this very simple. Tesla is a technology company that happens to build cars. They're not out to make the most amazing vehicle ever. They're out to build a vehicle that doesn't fit the mold of any other vehicle. They are simply trying to simplify the vehicle. As you've seen, their interiors are very minimalist. With the new updated Model 3, you have no stocks anymore. You just have capacitive touch buttons on the steering wheel to do your turn signals, and most everything is in the screen, which a lot of people hate, and I get that. But there's a difference with what Tesla does. They actually do it right. GM, for example, has recently tried to do a similar thing. They wanted their own software co-developed with Google that ran so many functions of the vehicle. And unfortunately, they've been met with a lot of glitches that render the vehicle inoperable. The thing with a Tesla, you can still operate the vehicle if the screen is cracked. You may lose some functionality, but the vehicle at least still drives. That is not the case with GM's Ultium-based vehicles. Tesla is radical in their ability to change things on the fly with over-the-air software updates, and because they are a brand new company that has no real history and no real legacy, they can change things all the time and minimize their interiors and get away with it. They're a startup, basically. You get vehicles that aren't delivered with floor mats. You get vehicles that had panel gaps that were huge and completely misaligned, but they were moving at a speed that no other automaker is capable of at this point in time. Yes, they made some terrible cars at the beginning. As I talked about in the Elon Musk video, he is willing to fail. And he's willing to fail fast and frequently and reiterate and make a difference each time he puts a car into production. And in doing so, they've managed to have the best margins of any automaker out there, short of, say, Ferrari or Lamborghini. And this is with dramatic price cuts, but Tesla is going after growth at any cost, and this has paid off huge for them. Because not only do you see Tesla vehicles everywhere, you are seeing more and more Tesla superchargers, and you're seeing more and more automakers switch to the NACS Tesla standard, which means everybody's going to be relying on their charging network. Look at Tesla's uptime compared to, say, Electrify America's uptime. They have built a much more stable network of chargers and a much larger network of chargers. And honestly, they'll soon be a monopoly. It was just announced that the last holdout, Stellantis, the maker of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, they are now switching to the NACS standard starting next year. So if you want the most luxurious electric vehicle out there, Tesla's not what you're going for. But much like the Model T and the Volkswagen Beetle, they are trying to make a car that suits most people. They limit the amount of options, they streamline the production, they've gotten into financing, they've gotten into insurance, and obviously they are dominant in the charging space. They are building verticals like no other automaker can. And yes, their vehicles have been delayed significantly. People love to point that out and how much pricing has changed, but if you look at Stellantis, their MSRP has jumped significantly more than Tesla's Cybertruck did. And say what you want about the looks, the Tesla Cybertruck is definitely a feat of engineering. Tesla is not the best automaker of all time. They are not the worst automaker of all time. They're simply an automaker that has figured out vertical integration and iteration at a breakneck pace. They're building cars for almost everybody. That doesn't have to include you, but nobody else can stir up emotion like Tesla can. Whether for the good or for the bad, you know, they always say, bad press is better than no press. And frankly, everybody's talking about Tesla. If you made it this far, thanks for watching. Check out some of my other videos. I'll catch you on the next one.